understanding what is holding you back, and facing your fears. Now that you have begun to accept the way your challenge is not actually a death sentence and actually something you were able to look at with more objectivity, it is time to look back on this journey objectively and begin to understand what it was that was the most challenging for you. When you are able to truly dissect what the hardest part of the situation you were in happened to be, then you will be able to further steel yourself against failure in the future. The first step in doing this is to be willing to answer hard questions. Ask yourself about what part of the process was the most difficult for you to deal with. Why? How did you feel when dealing with these setbacks? How long have you been battling with these feelings? Have you done anything to address these thoughts and feelings? Or have you been dealing with them in silence? Journal your answers, because sometimes we are able to learn much more about ourselves and go in-depth about these things in writing. It can be very revealing, because we become introspective and thoughtful about the question at hand. To truly understand why we act the way we do, it can be helpful to identify patterns of behavior that we can then address, and journaling is a good way to do that. It is a great way to begin to really consider what it is that holds us back. The second step is in learning to face your fears. Instead of being intimidated by the things that you are worried about, remember that you are not the first to deal with these kinds of challenges and setbacks. Each of us has quite a tally of setbacks under our belts, and you might just be able to find somebody out there or even a whole group of people who can offer their support and advice. It can help to look online for communities of people who have experienced similar challenges as you have. There are bound to be many others who have dealt with the same issues you have, even if their stories are a little bit different. If you speak with others who have been in the same boat as you have, it can be very encouraging. They may be able to offer advice and strategies to cope with the kinds of things you were dealing with. And it is inspirational to see people who have dealt with the same setbacks find their footing again. If you have begun to believe you are not capable of succeeding, or you are simply feeling afraid to take the next step, speaking with someone who has been through what you are going through and survived it can really give you the added encouragement you need in order to launch yourself over your mental block and begin to make real progress. It is unbelievably important to make sure that you are not being too hard on yourself. Sure, you may be in a hard place, but that doesn't mean that there is anything wrong with you. In fact, believing that your failure is an indication about your worth is the fastest way to make yourself needlessly miserable. Instead of staying stuck in your head and believing that it is because you don't know how to do anything right that you found yourself challenged, instead, begin to see that most of the reasons you are feeling bad about yourself have to do with your fears of failure. But failure doesn't define you. In fact, it can be a great way to grow and learn. To begin with, start to consider the things that you are afraid of. Now that you've experienced your challenge and may have already experienced the worst-case scenario head-on, you are likely to have encountered many hidden fears. Instead of letting those fears oppress you, bring them to light by identifying them. Again, a journal can come in handy in this situation. In a journal, try to list the fears that your challenge has brought to light. It will be a relief to be able to identify them. And once you have identified them, then it is much easier to address and overcome them. You can even designate a specific journal toward expressing your fears in writing when you feel as if you are overwhelmed by a scary situation. That way, you will begin to realize that you actually do have power even when you don't feel like you do. Some fears may even be irrational fears that have developed because of anxiety. Realistic fears can be managed and prepared for, while irrational fears can be seen for what they are. The fears you write about will become less imposing in your mind as you allow yourself to process them and face them. Once you sense a fear, whether irrational or rational, creeping up in your mind, you can journal about it and or counter it with a mantra. For irrational fears, you might want to say something to yourself like, "This fear is irrational, and I am going to be okay." While rational fears can be met with a mantra such as, "Whether this situation happens or not, I can prepare for it and be stronger for it." Peace of mind is the greatest gift you could give yourself.